This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Bloodstains left from the deadly Hamas attack on October 7th were painstakingly wiped away by volunteers on Monday from homes in Kfar Aza, a ravaged kibbutz near the border with Gaza. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Hanan Don, a resident of Kfar Aza, says the majority of residents here died.
Just about every house here that had the residents in were kidnapped or murdered in some of the most horrific ways. Some we don't know, some we can assume, some I even know individually that, you know, probably we're talking about execution. People were put on the sofas and shot in the head just because.
According to Israeli authorities, at least 52 people were killed in Kfar Aza, including small children.
Jillian Kitchener from Reuters. U.S. officials are expressing hope that this week's highly anticipated face-to-face meeting between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will produce some concrete results. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's hoping there is movement on the possible reestablishment of military communication between the two nations. He's also hoping for progress on a shared effort to combat illicit fentanyl trafficking. Biden and Xi will meet Wednesday on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Tensions between the two nations have grown over the last year. Yemeni officials say a migrant boat capsized off the coast of war-torn Yemen, leaving dozens of people, mostly from the Horn of Africa, missing. They say there were 75 migrants on board the boat when it capsized Sunday off the Yemeni coastal city of Mocha. 26 people, but at least 49 others remain missing. Yemen state-run Saba News Agency reported that the boat capsized due to strong winds and that all the migrants, including women and children, fell into the water. For additional stories, visit VOA.